Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are live worldwide on this Wednesday, July 14th, 2010 edition. This is the most important broadcast I have ever done in my 15 years of transmission. The most important broadcast I have ever done, except for maybe my 9/11/2001 transmission, when I laid it all on the line when nobody else would and told it like it was. You have epiphanies. You have basically brainstorms, moments where you realize that you've been right about everything and the picture that was already clear becomes crystal clear. Crystal clear. I'm going to say this succinctly. There is a 100% chance that the United States will completely collapse into a road warrior-like scenario if we do not address the problems now and point out that this is being engineered by design. Now, this road warrior collapse will only go on for a few years. It is being orchestrated to fully break the United States. This is an economic/military coup d'etat, not just against the United States, but against the entire Western world. The globalists have already destroyed and leveled and annihilated and decimated the third world, and it's all been declassified as the IMF and World Bank brag in their internal memos that they have orchestrated it. They are doing the exact same thing here, but with a 21st century high-tech overlay. This is a mega 100% red alert, ladies and gentlemen, red alert. We could go into the full collapse as early as next year, perhaps even sooner, but within the next 2 years, it is a 100% guaranteed fact that this society is completely collapsing by design. And then what they have to offer after they've engineered the collapse and they've trained people to fully submit and accept a new way of life, living under the boot of the New World Order. It is so important what we are going to be covering today. Larry Pratt's joining us on the Second Amendment front for 30 minutes later. Richard Reeves for 30 minutes in studio dealing with the NAFTA superhighways and the toll roads that they're putting in all over the nation. In the last few years, there's been massive resistance to it, so they played possum and claimed that they weren't going to do it. Now they're back with a vengeance. This is a key part of the globalist funding mechanism worldwide. We'll be exposing that coming up as well. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for Richard Reeves in the middle of the next hour, and then Larry Pratt joining us at the beginning of the third hour. But I want to be extremely clear with everyone here today. Here are just some of the data points. When we come back from break, I'm going to break down and explain why I've come to this realization. Number one, the mainstream media is talking about total, complete collapse, worse than the Great Depression everywhere. Of course, they've been engineering this. They hid that fact from you for the last few years, as we told you they would. But before they fully collapse our nation into the world government, that they would announce it. That is now happening. This is just the last day and a half. Central banks start to abandon the U.S. dollar. And who could blame them is the quote. CNN. London Telegraph, Chinese rating agency strips Western nations of AAA status. Both parties mull raising retirement age. Washington Times. Crisis awaits World Bank as trillions come due. The big crash. America plunges into depression. This is all mainstream news in your face. That dovetails with all these police departments announcing that they're not going to stop people for assault, for poisoning, for robbery, for burglary. I'm going to explain what's happening. And the most important information when we come back. Here's the headline. Top Clinton official. I'm getting chills. Only a terror attack can save Obama. Get ready.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this July 14th, 2010, Wednesday edition. You heard it here first, 100% probability that we will have a complete orchestrated collapse in the United States within the next 12 to 24 months, probably even sooner. That's conservative. If we do not realize the fight we're in, if we do not face the enemy that is coming down on us hardcore. I want to make something clear here. Barack Obama is a puppet. Barack Obama is a wicked scapegoat. Barack Obama is a Harvard CIA frontman lawyer. Barack Obama was designed for the implosion that you are now seeing. Understand that. The system knows there's a complete global realignment against tyranny. They know there's a worldwide awakening against the New World Order. Their own policy reports and Zbigniew Brzezinski admit that. And they are going to try to play the Tea Parties, the populist, the constitutional populist, off against the dumbed-down TV heads and basically distract us while they establish this world government that will be built out of the ashes of the worldwide depression that they've engineered. The end of the dollar is the world reserve currency. The end of our borders. The North American Union. It's all in the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, documents that were released in 2007 via the four-year lawsuit by Judicial Watch. Now, the data points are the media is now admitting we're going into a depression. All over the nation, the announcements are being made that basic essential services from potholes to roads to police are just going to be shut off. This is the same thing that's been done in the third world over and over again via the IMF World Bank receivership. It's called shock therapy doctrine. We have the internal IMF World Bank documents, 2,000 pages that were leaked in 2002. BBC Greg Palast covered it. We know exactly what they are going to do. They will jack up the taxes, but cut out all the services. They will at least triple the prices of water. They will put toll roads on every major road, 8,000 miles of road. In Texas is their announcement, just as a microcosm example. This is hellish what they're going to do. They're suddenly massively increasing water prices and privatizing it in Australia. They're suddenly doing that all over the United States, in England. It's all happening right now. They're going to take your jobs and raise the prices to bankrupt you as a tool of total economic domination to them. Then they will come in with the new SDR global currency that will back your fiat currency that is simply a global currency local version. Just like your driver's license is federal, it just says Texas or California. That's the real ID. That was in the executive order 1994 by Clinton, implemented by 2000. You were told 2 years ago in 2008. This is all a strategic stated plan. Understand, I am telling you their stated plan. This is 100% accurate, the information you are receiving. This is not my opinion. But now we have a clear image of just how hardcore they're going to slam this economy. It's worse than I thought. It is road warriorish. It is the road level, that film about collapse of society. And out of that collapse will come the total deindustrialization and then the completely managed society, the collectivist society of the New World Order. This is their stated aim at the Pentagon, at the UN, at the Club of Rome, at the Council on Foreign Relations. So let's get into the information right now. Finally, CBS News and others are reporting that every major poll shows Obama has dropped to 40 points at least. In some polls, he has a low 30% approval rating. In some polls, over a 70% negative approval rating. The Times of London, the Financial Times, the Associated Press, Reuters, Politico, Wall Street Journal, New York Times are all announcing that Obama is politically destroyed and that he's not treading water, that he is sunken beneath the waves. It is a complete collapse. Suddenly, we're seeing globalist think tanks openly speaking, top Clinton advisor, of course, Mr. Shapiro, and others are in the news saying, if we don't have another Oklahoma City or 9/11, Obama is done and our agenda for globalization is over. So the elites are openly showing there's an internal debate about this, and we know there is, saying, look, we've got to have a terror attack, even if the 9/11 truthers and the Oklahoma City people that have exposed that as an inside job, even though they've done their work and exposed us, and a lot of elites believe that that false flag tool has been irrevocably damaged, that they've got to go with a false flag. Let's cover that first. Then we'll look at the other false flags, economic, military, and, of course, environmental, that they are executing and exacerbating. From the oil spill to the situation with Iran, this is going to be a perfect storm. Obama isn't meant to survive this politically, and maybe not even physically. And we pray that doesn't happen. He is meant to be destroyed in the process. That is what these globalists do. This is how they operate. Now, let's go over it. This is a PrisonPlanet.com article directly quoting the Financial Times of London that came out last night. It was the top link on the Drudge Report. At about 8 p.m., I was up here working. One of the guys came over and handed me the article with it highlighted, and then I had Aaron post it, and then Paul Watson did a story this morning. So this is getting major attention, and that's good. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. Then Watson, chillingly, with his precise research, goes through all the previous statements of the think tanks calling for staged terror attacks. Now, let me actually just read to you from the Financial Times of London itself, so you can see this. Here is the Financial Times of London, and this story is now the official talking point. There are hundreds of papers, all simultaneously, reporting this worldwide today. So they are purposefully destroying Obama. They are purposely admitting he has collapsed and saying he needs a terror attack. Listen to this quote. Okay, this is by Mr. Shapiro, top advisor to Bill Clinton and advisor to Barack Hussein Obama. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Obama. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence and, short of a 9/11 event or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. Now, I just read you that quote. I just went over that quote for you here on air. Now, you dovetail that with the mindset of these people and with the Pentagon just 4 years ago or 3 years ago under Rumsfeld, Donald Rumsfeld, and they released the audio tape of this with these top generals saying, sir, we need another 9/11. We've got to have it or our agenda's going to stall. And he said, yeah, but that's tough. That's tough to do. He comes within a Bible page, just microscopic thin, membrane thin distance of saying they staged 9/11. It is so incredible to see them. And you see all these neocons writing headlines about how great 9/11 was, how they did another one, internal Republican Party chairman. That came out in the news a few years ago saying we need another 9/11 or McCain won't get elected. You see, this is bipartisan. This is their crisis creation mentality. But it is so important to get this report out to everyone. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. Now, I'm going to go back into this in a moment, but here is another report. The October surprise is coming. And of course it is. Fox News, outsider wins Alabama GOP governor nomination. Self-described outsider Robert Bentley won Alabama's Republican nomination for governor Tuesday night over established candidate Bradley Brine with a strong showing in rural areas. See, people are going and voting out Democrats who are seen as establishment, Specter in the primary, Republicans that are seen as establishment, running against Rand Paul. He wins in Kentucky, Hawaii, Utah, Colorado, Massachusetts, you know the cases. This is not one party in favor, one party out of favor. The reason the system is panicking, they can always just exchange, take a left step, take a right step. Nobody ever looks at the body these legs are carrying or the brain, the global central banks. They look at the legs or they look at the wing, the left wing or the right wing, not the bird that the wings are attached to. That's what we focus on here is this carrion crow, is this buzzard, this vulture, this blood-drinking, corrupt, parasitic, vampiric system of oppression and corruption. So the reason they're in panic mode is, and I told you this a year and a half ago, because I saw Republicans and Democrats being booted every town hall. The media spun and said it was just the leftists. Again, getting ready to scapegoat Obama. The left's doing that because they're all part of the same power structure. Fox News and the right wing are playing along with that. And they're trying to manage it and pose as anti-establishment so they can hold on. The only one that's done it is Rick Perry so far. He's the only person to win as an incumbent in a primary in the last year and a half because he started claiming he was shooting coyotes in the city limits and wearing cowboy hats and being seen with guns every day and talking about secession and fighting the New World Order. I mean, he put on the coloration of an Alex Jones, and so he was able to survive. My friends, this is so massive, what's happening. The elite are going to hit you and hit you hard. To keep you in the left-right paradigm, they're going to have the NAACP say, if you're against government health care, if you're against socialism, if you're against the carbon tax, you are a Klan member. They've said that in the last 2 days, to scare black people and to keep them on the reservation. Metcha, La Raza. Hey, if Arizona doesn't want to collapse and have their whole state taken over and have thousands of dead and be the kidnapping capital of the United States, they're racist. But it isn't working. But that's another example of false flag terror, where they're invoking race cold-bloodedly, knowing it has nothing to do with it, to manipulate and control people. The oil spill, clearly they gave orders to the operators that they knew on record in the Coast Guard report would cause the well to blow up. They blocked the response. They blocked the cleanup. They blocked the foreign skimmer ships to make the crisis as big as they can. They're gearing up for an Iran attack and now openly admitting it. While all this is going on, they're setting up their new global banking takeover, their new global government, the end of the dollar, as the world reserve currency in the background. That's the key to what's happening, And we'll get to the most important information straight ahead, the collapse of this republic, how it is being engineered, and how we can defeat these people straight ahead.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
The economy is crumbling, debt soaring, and the possibility of World War III is increasing. I started SurvivalistSeeds.com from my dining room table with a small bucket of seed and a single rotating banner ad on PrisonPlanet.com. 2 years later, we've sold over 40,000 pounds of heirloom seeds, becoming the largest bulk seed seller to the public. The majority of our customers are Alex Jones listeners. Now I'm offering 50 all-organic garden varieties, 10,000 heirloom seeds, garden planner, and a CD teaching you how to save seeds so your children's children will always have healthy food. Don't wait until it's too late. I'm Big John Lipscomb, and my company is SurvivalistSeeds.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Larry Pratt and Richard Reeves scheduled today. Richard Reeves in studio. When I get on air and I tell you this is one of the most important, if not the most important broadcast I've ever done, it's just all the facts are out on the table. Everything we predicted, everything we got from the globalist documents and think tanks and leaks is just confirmed. This is their plan. This is their program, the designed collapse of society. And I'm going to talk about that collapse and how we can fight against this by exposing the culprits and the fact that it is by design. They're going to collapse society, blame their puppets, and then offer their solution of even more tyranny and the nanny state and the carbon tax control system through the crisis they're now orchestrating. And I'm going to cover that in a moment. But first, I cannot illustrate to you, the viewers and listeners of this radio broadcast and the folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, that this report by Paul Watson, reporting on what was said in the Financial Times of London yesterday, is so essential. Top Clinton official: only a terror attack can save America. A former senior advisor to President Bill Clinton says that the one thing which can rescue Barack Obama's increasingly tenuous grip on power, as his approval rating continues to plunge, is a terror attack on the scale of Oklahoma City or 9/11. Another startling reminder that such events only ever serve to benefit those in authority. Buried in a Financial Times article about Obama's growing credibility crisis and fears on behalf of Democrats that they could lose not only the White House, but the Senate and the House to Republicans, Robert Shapiro makes it clear that Obama is relying on an October surprise in the form of a terror attack to rescue his presidency. And an attack on Iran is a terror attack. That'll drive up oil, start real terror attacks. Iran's sure to strike back. I mean, it's going to be hellish. They'll be able to crack down on political dissent, take over the web. As they've been saying, they need this new cybersecurity bill to shut the web off during a war. You can see it all coming together. This is the greatest danger this country has been in since its foundation, since we were battling to start the country. Here's the quote. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, quote, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do just that. This is why we talk about stage terror so much, because it is the ace in the hole. It is the royal flush. It is the major trump card that they play. And by exposing this, we're able to stop these people. And the fact that the public is starting to wake up. I went over and saw my parents late last night when I was driving home at about 10. And I got the book in the car. I forget the title, but it's the best-selling New York Times, number one best-selling author, who wrote Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. And my dad's like, this book is about stage terror. You know, the book title deals with a theater fire that happened in Venice, but it talks about how it's nonfiction, how he met with the elite of Italy and the prime minister and others, who I know on record exposed that our government staged terror attacks in Italy in the 70s and 80s to blame it on their political enemies. It's called Operation Gladio. But the point that a New York Times number one bestseller's new book out that's already a New York Times bestseller, and I meant to bring it in. In fact, guys, will you grab my keys and run out? It's in the passenger seat of my car. That my dad just, you know, grabs, you know, literature or top nonfiction book, and he, within 15 pages, it's a book really about false flag terror. I mean, it's just everywhere. You go see movies like Children of Men. It's all about the government staging terror attacks and putting a sterilization chemical into the population. I mean, most movies I see now, even in fiction. So the point is, there's been a huge awakening to the fact that all of this is going on. There has been a renaissance in understanding, almost a revelation in understanding of this. And everywhere I see it in popular culture. And this is not just the system conditioning us. This is people rebelling who are authors and artists and filmmakers. I mean, I talk to a lot of these people. And, of course, it's The City of Falling Angels by the author of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. And the New York Times says a urbane and beautifully fashioned book, number one New York Times bestseller, John Burnett. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And here it is. And it's just so incredible that on page 92, it talks about Operation Gladio and how the Italian prime minister talked to him about how our government stages terror attacks to set up a police state. And, of course, this same Italian prime minister has gone public 2 years ago saying 9/11 is an inside job. That's not in the book, at least as far as we know. We haven't gotten through the book yet. just a side point example of how the awakening to false flag terror is really exploding. All right, we're going to come back into the most important information in this whole rant that I'm laying out and how we can stop these people straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
When New York Times number one best-selling authors like John Berendt are writing books about real U.S. government staged terror, you know the system has got a serious, serious problem. And that's what's so amazing about it. 4 years ago, Gary Hart, and we actually have a clip of this in my film Truth Rising, where We Are Change, talked to him. He wrote a public letter to Ahmed Dinajid, and he said the U.S. government staged the Gulf of Tonkin and other events like the Maine. We will stage events in the future. Don't think we won't attack you if you don't do what you're told. We will stage terror attacks. And we went and talked to him, and he said, yeah, I said that. I wrote him the letter. Now, this is Gary Hart, who wrote up the Homeland Security Plan in 1993 with Bill Clinton. This is the guy at the Council on Foreign Relations in 2000 with the Hart-Rudman Commission that wrote up the current plan we're living under. He said, we're going to use this disaster, 9/11, to establish a new world order. Remember that quote? In fact, people won't believe it. You guys, when you get a chance, I don't need it right now, search engine the term on YouTube. It'll be for my films, but it was on C-SPAN. It'll be Gary Hart says, use 9/11 for new world order. And it's him sitting at a desk. We need to use this disaster for what the president's father called A New World Order. That's an exact quote. So that's why it's so important to get this article out. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. What have I been saying for the last 6 months when he went down below a 50% approval rating, now at 40 and dropping a point or so every week in freefall? I said, only a terror attack. A huge staged war will work. Some other type of natural disaster. We're now seeing that man-made natural disaster. It's a man-made disaster that's now a disaster in nature, I guess would be the proper way to put it. Environmental disaster, a border disaster. Notice how they tell Arizona, we're not going to let you fix that problem. The thousands of dead. You're the kidnapping capital of the United States now. Over 80 miles of the country, off limits to citizens. And Obama told Senator Kyle a month ago, we can't let it get better. We've got to let it collapse so we can have a North American Union, so we can have legalization of the illegals. What did the BAMP Canada meeting 2006, declassified 2007, say? We will use border crises to merge Canada and Mexico into a unified security perimeter around the North American continent from Alaska to the southern border of Mexico with Guatemala. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. This is their methodology. We have their playbook. We know. They think you're so stupid and so pathetic that they will sit there all over the news. I mean, Watson's got a bunch of examples of them in the news saying Obama needs another Oklahoma City or another 9/11 with the thinnest of veiled threats. I described it earlier as thick as a Bible page. I mean, it is see-through. 100%. And they are desperate, and they are using every crisis they can. And remember, people say, well, this crisis, the oil is going to destroy Obama. The collapsing border and this lawsuit against Arizona is going to destroy Obama. Obama's socialist health care, it's so unpopular. Over 70% in polls when they passed it were against it, even higher now. The media puts out whitewash polls of 60% or so, 55, 60. Why would he do this? Because his job is to take all the heat. You know, my parents have a cockatoo, and the cockatoo is the New World Order. Here's my parable or analysis, analogy. And they put birdcage liner in every couple of days. They put the Austin America Statesman newspaper, the local paper, in it there for its droppings and for the food it doesn't eat that drop. The bird wastes about half the food it eats and plays with it. And there's all this food and crap at the bottom of it. And Barack Obama is the birdcage liner. And the New World Order is crapping on us and dropping food on us, and we're blaming the birdcage liner. And it's nasty, and it's gross, and it's ugly, and it's... But still, the bird is the issue. George W. Bush, birdcage liner. Here's another analogy, or another parallel to what we're talking about. We're always focusing on the red cape. We're the bull. Well, we're smarter than a bull, but we don't act like that. And the matador uses that red, and he comes up and throws little darts in the back of the bull to get the bull out of sorts, angry. One dart is the oil spill. Another dart is the imploding economy. Another dart's the open borders. Another dart is socialist health care. Another dart is police refusing to stop criminals now openly. This has always been the policy in the last 100 years. Now it's just public. So they're throwing all these darts in, and we just get enraged with anger, and now he gets out his red cape. And he likes to toy with us. And so the bull runs by and he laughs, and roses are thrown to him by the people in the stands around him in Barcelona. So the whole world is a stage. Each of us players a pawn, as Shakespeare said. And we charge through. And that's the equivalent of them openly saying we need a terror attack in the newspaper. These ignorant fools will never even notice what we're talking about. You know, Gary Hart's writing public letters about how they stage terror attacks, thinking we're too stupid to understand it. It's all just a little inside joke to them. And so the matador does that. And then finally, the bull's got snot coming out his nose. He's angry. He's exhausted. This bullfight's gone on for 35 minutes. And the matador pulls out his sword, long and sharp, and he puts the red cape out. And the bull charges, and he steps aside, and the bull impales itself. The matador, with precision, stands before the New World Order crowd, and they cheer him, and they throw the rose petals at him, and the senoritas want to go out with him that night. and everybody buys him drinks at the bar, and he's wealthy. He's the star. I don't focus on Barack Obama, the red cape. I don't focus on George W. Bush or Sarah Palin or Glenn Beck being set up for a fall, the birdcage liner. I focus on the bird. I focus on the matador. I focus on the head, the brain, the system, the control arm, the philosophy. And if we are able to expose this paradigm to people, if we are able to reveal this to the population, if we are able to cause a exponential viral understanding and common sense awakening to these tools that are used and point people at the mountains, encyclopedia on top of encyclopedia of admissions, because the elite, you know, there's tens of thousands of high-level minions that orchestrate this for the few hundred elite, or it's even less, really, if you break it down. Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, in his best-selling book called it The Superclass, said there's 6,000 mega managers and less than 100 owners. They can't get away with this if you're aware of them, but they have to communicate with their 6,000 operatives. So it's all out there. It's all there for you if you'll just go pick their playbook up. You know, in the NFL, they guard those playbooks. The globalists think you're so stupid, they leave playbooks laying around all over the place for you. But you're too busy listening to the latest Mel Gibson family spat. You're too busy watching big people fall that you think are big and feeling good about yourself. You're too busy making fun of Lindsay Lohan and feeling powerful when she fails and is human. You're too busy worshiping LeBron James, who has the Chosen One tattooed blasphemously on his back and on a power trip thinking he's a god. Life will guarantee show him that he's just a man. You know, the beginning of wisdom is being humble and realizing we're all just humans. But together through our species and through doing the right thing, that's what gives us beauty and power and strength and honor, not being a bunch of arrogant, skin-deep fools. So we are at this crossroads right now. And I want to play for you the clip from C-SPAN. This was just a few days after 9/11 with the Hart-Rudman CFR Commission talking about using 9/11 for a new world order. Here it is.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. New world coming. So America will become increasingly vulnerable to hostile attack on our homeland, and our military superiority will not entirely protect us. Americans will likely die on American soil, possibly in large.
Yeah, that's a clip from Road to Tyranny, the worst res I've ever seen somebody put on YouTube. You can see it in high quality in my film Road to Tyranny on DVD, 3-hour film breaking down their operations from 2002. And you watch that film today, 8 years later, it's more pertinent today than when I made it because almost everything that we broke down has now come true. See, these films get more powerful with time. They're evergreen. They just keep coming and getting stronger. That's why we're having an exponential effect on the New World Order.
Well,
let's play it again, actually, let's go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it again.
A phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a New World Order. New World coming. America will become increasingly vulnerable to hostile attack on our homeland.
And right there, he's reading from a Council on Foreign Relations report they'd written a year ago, a year before 9/11, about how there were going to be huge terror attacks and life would change forever. And within 15 minutes of the attacks on CNN, Fox, CBS, NBC, ABC, all channels, they had globalists with the same talking point. Our life has changed. The New World Order is here. You're going to have to give your rights up. We're going to have to attack Iraq and Afghanistan. They had their talking points ready. Now, three's the charm. Let's play it from the start. Go ahead and play it again.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once. And hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
Okay.
New world coming.
All right, let's go ahead now and play the clip of Sanchez on CNN 2 days ago talking about the horrible bombings in Africa and saying, well, this is actually helpful. to understand how evil the Muslims are, and if that's the case, so be it. Again, this is their mindset. You've got to think like the enemy. And this guy's showing off to the CIA officer who's smiling when he says this that, hey, I'm on the inside. You know, I'm Sanchez from CNN. I understand these things. This is their sick culture. Here it is.
But you know what's interesting about this? In a strange way, the event is helpful to the cause of those of us who know how sadistic these fundamental radical Islamic terrorists are. And if it helps get the message out there that these are not the good guys, then so be it.
Now, folks, I'm not saying that there aren't extreme Muslims and that part of that culture and sects of it do want to take over. I don't want to live in Saudi Arabia. I mean, I don't want to live in areas like Somalia. But the point is, our government went in after World War II on record and radicalized Muslims as a bolster against communism and used the turban-headed guys that mutilate women and you know, do all that as a way to overthrow secular mainline governments. They didn't want big glistening buildings and swimming pools and jet airplanes in the Middle East and Central Asia. They don't want first world nations. That is their set policy in the Royal Commission on Population 49. On State Department Memorandum 200 from 1973, and literally hundreds of other declassified government documents from the U.S. and England that we've read here on air. The point is, they have forged radical Islam and supercharged it and opened doors for them and protected them in many cases, or funded groups to fund terrorists and then opened the door for them to attack. And that's just a fact, because they get more power and control. And when we got the MIAC and Homeland Security reports a year and a half ago, who was the number one target of the federal government in Homeland Security? And by the way, this was a reissuance of something put out in Bush's last year. But the right wing picked it up to say Obama did it. Well, no, he did do it. He continued it and accelerated it, but they're all part of the same team. That's the big message. That's the big issue here that everybody has got to understand right now, is that that MIAC and Homeland Security report that said the number one terror threat is returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, people that want to abolish the Federal Reserve. Well, see, we're the good guys. We're the people that know about the corporate criminal takeover of America. We're the people that understand who the players are. We're the people that understand the battlefield. We're the people that see clearly we are the enemy. All of this is for us. If you've got a portrait of John Wayne hanging in your house, folks, you're the enemy. And when I say that, I mean that. That is what they describe quintessentially as their enemy. If you're against welfare, corporate and individual, if you're against corruption and boss hog and big city systems of oppression, you're the enemy. If you're red-blooded, you're the enemy. You're the enemy because you're not going to go along with what's about to happen. You can skin a buck. You can run a trot line. You can make homemade wine. You've got a rifle, a shotgun, and a four-wheel drive. You've got a back 40. When they collapse society, you've always been the enemy. What's about to happen has been prepared for decades. They practiced over and over again in third world and first world and old world nations. Now they're going to do it in Europe, England, and the United States. Now they're about to bring in the greatest crisis to establish their world government. And if you can skin a buck and run a trot line, and you're not going to turn your guns in, ladies and gentlemen, you're the ones they're coming after. You're the ones they've tried to twist the police to the dark side to think you're the enemy. But we're waking up, the police and military, and the globalists have overreached, and we've got a good chance to blow up the Death Star. And I mean that figuratively, their whole system. We are inside the superstructure right now, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going in towards the reactor, and it is balls to the walls, 110%. This is it. This is history. You better understand that. The entire New World Order is focused on you, America. You can skin a buck. You can run a trot line. They hate your guts. Whether you live in Texas or Michigan or Northern California or upstate New York or the panhandle out in the boonies of Florida or Iowa or Illinois or Oklahoma, they hate your guts. You know who the New World Order's got up on the wall in their enemy meetings where they talk about it? They've had Frum, who's an admitted Bilderberg Group member, writing articles about me every week in the last month saying I'm the number one enemy and also going after Ron Paul and Rand Paul. They literally have got our photos up on the wall. We're it. We're all there is between total enslavement. And it's not that Ron Paul's perfect or Alex Jones perfect or that we're these great leaders. It's that we're the people that were at least real enough to have a focus, to stand up, to be involved, to speak out, to analyze the enemy attack profile correctly. We know exactly who the enemy are, and they can't stand it that we're communicating this information to you. I'm getting chills right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is so real. And even I can't believe it's all coming to fruition. Even I can't believe this system is that corrupt and this evil. But it's real. It's happening. And so they're going to collapse the borders. They're going to collapse the dollar. They're going to collapse the credit system. They are going to coast lay off large portions of police and fire. It's already happening. And they are going to tell the public, as is in the case with Oakland, that they are not even going to respond to. These are the 40 things the police chief put out. Burglary, theft, embezzlement, grand theft dog, identity theft, false information to peace officer, required to register as sex offender or arson offender, dump waste or offensive matter, discard appliance with lock, loud music, possesses forged notes, pass fictitious check, obtain money by false voucher, fraudulent use of access cards, stolen license plates, embezzlement by employee, extortion, attempted extortion, false personification of other, injure telephone line or infrastructure, interfere with power line, poison people, administer poison, vandalism.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take any chances. You were a prisoner of doubt. If you sit on the fence, if you sit on the bench during this incredible battle for free humanity, we're going to lose. The only way the enemy can win is if you don't turn your liberty spirit loose. If you can just feel that strength of your ancestors rising in you to defend our women and our children. If you can commit and not care what your neighbors and people around you think, they will see the leadership. They will see the strength, and they will stand up and be right beside you. Now, I want to be clear here. They have decided that you're coddled, you're decadent, you're obsessed with the system, you're scared. They can hold your pension funds hostage a year and a half ago and steal trillions of dollars with a bailout, and they think you'll accept losing part of your pensions to, quote, keep them. All of this is being announced now. They think that when they implode society and the police stop showing up at your house, that you're going to panic and become even more domesticated and say, I'll take carbon taxes, I'll do whatever you say, just turn the economy back on. I'll accept a war with Iran, just turn the economy back on. They are holding you hostage with the border. What did Obama tell Senator Kyle? We can't fix the border and all the deaths and the kidnapping because we need that as a crisis to get amnesty, which is the North American Union, the guest worker program, the wide open system. It's all stated by the public CFR report that they admit is word for word the legislation that Bush introduced three times and that Obama's introduced. It's word for word the same. It's congruency between them. It just continues. And they know you're waking up, and they know there's been a realignment. And so you think about the magnitude of that, because not only is Oakland cutting cops and holding people hostage and saying we won't respond to robbery and muggings and poison. It says if you poison someone, they won't respond. And sabotaging power poles. I mean, this is insane. This is actually under the Patriot Act. But they're not going to enforce it. Because they want increased pay. They want increased money. They're holding you hostage. They're saying, we're not going to fix the roads. We're not going to put new police radios in. We're not going to do anything unless you capitulate and thumbprint to get guns. And they're actually increasing funding for anti-gun programs in California. I talk to people I know that live in very wealthy neighborhoods of Los Angeles and Beverly Hills. And major roads wash out a year ago. They don't fix them now. They just shut roads. They've announced in the LA Times they're not going to fix major roads and sidewalks a few months ago. The same thing is happening all over the country. Remember that story out of Ohio where they've laid off from 112 deputies to 49? And the sheriff was honest there. He said, by guns, we can't protect you. One deputy to respond to calls every shift. Of the other 43 or 49, they are all to work at the jail and revenue generation. So police, starting in Chicago about 100 years ago, in New York in the last 70 or so, the memos have even come out that have been in the news, and a police chief got recorded, what, 20-something years ago in Chicago saying, we're here to increase crime. We don't want to keep violent offenders. We want to get nonviolent, and we need some criminals out there to scare the public to thinking they need us. Notice the more cops we get, we've got three times conservatively the police station wide we had 15 years ago. They've tripled or more. But suddenly, folks, I had my car stolen 15 years ago in Dallas. Then it got stolen a second time. I'd go up there and visit a girlfriend. Got stolen twice from a decent area of Dallas. The police wouldn't even show up. Wouldn't even show up to her apartment when it happened. And now they're just being public about the fact that they're there for revenue generation, and they're going to let society collapse. And these are coming in from Florida. These are coming in everywhere. They're saying burglary, theft, embezzlement, grand theft, extortion, embezzlement, attempted extortion, false personification of other, injured telephone or power line, interfere with power line, unauthorized cable TV connection, vandalism, so they mix petty things in, administer, expose poison to another's. Poisoning people is now okay. Do you understand? They are purposefully imploding the country.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.